If we think about the relationship between children and their parents, you know, especially young children, you know, parents teach their children everything that they know, from how to walk to their language, their vocabulary. They teach their children manners and how to say thank you or I'm sorry. They teach their kids what to eat, what not to eat. They teach them how to cross the street safely. They teach them what's right and what's wrong. And there's so much that children learn from their parents. You know, one of my earliest memories is my mom teaching me my left from my right hand. And I don't know how many times she had to repeat that, but to this very day, I can still remember it, so it's probably quite a few times. But, you know, there's a sacred trust in that relationship between the children and their parents. And even though there might be times where children disobey their parents, they generally know that they're being disobedient and they feel guilty because they know they're doing something wrong. Because at a fundamental level, you know, those kids still trust and know that their parents have their best interest in mind. And the level of impact that parents can have on their children is profound. But if we think about the level of trust that children have in their human parents who are imperfect, how much greater should our trust be in the Good Shepherd, who is perfect and who knows all things? You know, he is perfect, infinite goodness. And in the gospel, you know, our Lord says that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You know, he's proven his love for us by giving his life for us. How much deeper should our trust be in the Good Shepherd than even in the relationship between a child and their parents? If we were to follow the will of the Good Shepherd in all things, we would instantly become saints. And we would attain a level of peace and a level of happiness in our lives that is unlike anything that this world can give. You know, today we hear in the gospel about the Good Shepherd, and he says that his sheep will hear his voice. You know, parents have a profound way of molding and influencing their children. Imagine if we allowed the Good Shepherd to mold and influence us in that way so that we could, you know, just like kids become like their parents in many ways, they pick up their mannerisms and their way of doing things. Imagine if we became like God and allowed him to mold us and to form us on a deep level. And so how do we go about doing that? How do we go about listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Well, there's several things that are important for us to do. And the first is to immerse ourselves in the words of Scripture. Scripture is the Word of God. And so the more we can immerse ourselves and reflect upon that and allow the Word of God to speak to us, the more clearly we'll hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And so a good practice is, you know, on Sunday today, you know, read through the readings on your own and reflect upon them. Or take one reading that might speak to you in a particular way and reflect upon that for 5 or 10 minutes each day of the week. A second way to hear the voice of the shepherd is a life of prayer. You know, making sure that in our daily routine, there is a time where we dedicate to silent prayer, where we listen for the voice of the shepherd. And a third way is by listening to the moral teachings of the church and to immerse ourselves in those teachings. That's how we learn to live moral lives and to live in the way that God has called us to live. If we do that, those things, if we immerse ourselves in Scripture and in the life of prayer and in the teachings of the church, we will more clearly see our own identity as children of God, and our hope for our true homeland, the green pastures that the Lord wishes to lead us to, will deepen and grow more and more profound within us. And our young people will hear their vocation, the call that God has for their lives, more clearly. You know, ultimately, unfortunately, in our world, the trust in the relationship between us and God has been broken. You know, we don't often have that level of trust like a child has in his or her parents. You know, how many people flee from God and turn away from religion and away from the church because they think that they're going to find happiness in some worldly pleasure or in some ideology or in some false teaching. And they think that's where they're going to find happiness. How many people have turned away from the church for that reason? You know, how many people do not seek a life of prayer because they don't think that it's important? You know, too many people see religion as an obstacle to happiness, when in fact, it's the source of fulfillment and happiness. And that's an effect of the fall. That goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve were being tempted. One of the things that the serpent did is he distorted their view of who God was. Instead of seeing him as a loving father who would provide for them, you know, they began to see him as someone who was holding out on them, and that they had to disobey God and take the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had to disobey God in order to attain what they wanted to attain. And so part of the original temptation was Adam and Eve's view of who God is was distorted. And that carries on to this very day. And the way for us to counteract that is through trust, to recognize that the voice of the Good Shepherd is the voice that we need to follow. He is the one who is going to lead us on the path of happiness, and that we can put our complete and total trust in him. And so we have to be intentional to put that level of trust in the voice of our shepherd, just like a child trusts their parents. In the gospel, Christ talks about how there will be one flock and one shepherd. You know, it's God's plan that we ultimately, all of his people, are united together into one flock so that we can hear his voice as part of that flock. That flock is the Catholic Church. It's the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And it's his instrument of salvation for the world. And so it's God's plan that there be one flock. Not that we'd be divided into hundreds and thousands of different groups, but there be one flock, and that is the church. And so it's important for us to always remain as a part of the church so that we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, because he speaks in a unique way through the Catholic Church. It's through the Catholic Church that we have the Bible, Scripture. It's through the church that we have the moral teachings. It's the church that teaches us about a life of prayer. And it's the church that gives us access to the sacraments. And so it's important for us to hear more clearly the voice of the shepherd, to always be part of the church. And there might be times where individuals within the church fail to live up to their calling. You know, just as parents sometimes fail to live up to their calling as parents. You know, sometimes they lose their temper or they make bad decisions. But that doesn't change the reality that the Catholic Church is Christ's flock, and that that the Holy Spirit will guide it, and that he speaks to us and to the world through the church. And so I encourage each one of us today on Good Shepherd Sunday to renew our trust in the Good Shepherd and to seek his voice in Scripture, in prayer, and through the moral teachings of the church, and to allow the Good Shepherd to mold us and form us, just like children are molded by their parents, and to allow our shepherd to draw us ultimately into the very life of the Trinity.